Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, we're going to go back to April 26th of 2016. It's a Tuesday night. It's here at AT&T Park, and it's the Giants and the San Diego Padres. Chris, it's only April. Johnny Cueto is on the hill for the San Francisco Giants against James Shields for the San Diego Padres. It's a three-game series. It's Tuesday night. Giants have won the first game of the series 5-4 with Bumgarner over Pomerantz. Game three, the Giants eventually win 13-9. Jeff Samardzija over Cashner, Andrew Cashner of the Padres. This is 2016. What makes this game special, Chris, Johnny Cueto is sitting on 99 career wins. He goes for number 100 tonight against the San Diego Padres.
Marty, I've been lucky enough to cover games where a starting pitcher is going for his 100th win and usually got it. The benchmark for greatness has typically been, 300 wins. Nowadays, with starters receiving fewer decisions, it's more like 200 wins. But don't let anybody fool you. 100 wins is a big deal for guys. I've seen John Smiley, if you remember him, get his 100th win. Tom Glavine get his 100th win. I believe Jason Schmidt got his 100th win while I was covering the Giants. And Matt Cain, it's a big deal for these guys.
Well, it is a big deal for Cueto that night. He goes for his 100th Major League win. Here's the lineup that he will face for the Padres. John Jay, Myers, Kemp. It's only a few years ago. Upton, Norris, Ramirez, Weeks, Arnold Rosales, and Shields is the pitcher. For the Giants, Span, Panic, Duffy, Posey, Belt, Pence, Crawford, Cueto, and Angel Pagan hitting ninth. And Chris, you listen to those names 3 or 4 years ago, and there they are, sort of in the prime of their careers. For most of them, the Giants still a very formidable team, as we'll see in this 2016 season. All right, this way this one goes. 41,413, which was the norm. They were in a consecutive sellout streak, and that's what we had here at AT&T Park. All right, Padres start off with Jay gets a double to start the game. Myers grounds out to second. Good play. Jay goes to third. But Cueto gets tough and strikes out Kemp. And Upton grounds out. And that's it for the Padres in the first. Sort of a sign of things to come. The Padre fourth. Myers gets a base hit. Kemp strikes out. Upton gets a base hit. Now it's first and third. And Chris, at this point, the Padres push the envelope. They send Upton. First and third, one out. And Posey guns him down for the second out. Norris then flies to left, and this game is still scoreless.
Actually, people know how good a defensive catcher Buster Posey's been. But with the injuries he's suffered over the last few years, people forget a lot about how quickly he would get himself into throwing position, to throw a guy out at second base. He was just remarkable when he first came up to the majors with that. Every so often, you still see it from him, and he sure had it on this night.
Well, we go to the fifth inning. Still no score at the bottom of the fifth. Crawford gets a base hit. Johnny Cueto, the ultimate professional, and Chris, I say this about Cueto. Everything on the baseball field this man does is very, very important. He gets a sacrifice bunt. He lays it down. Pagan then pops out to second, and Denard Span gets a double.
Here's the pitch. Span swings and he belts one deep into right center field. Kemp turns, looks up, and it's off the bricks. Coming in to score is Crawford into second with a stand-up double. Denard Span, and that was a shot. 1-0 Giants.
And the Giants go up 1-0, so they finally get that run on the board. And will it be enough for Johnny Cueto? We go to the San Diego eighth. Brett Wallace gets a pinch hit single. Jay strikes out. Janikowski, now he can run, goes in as a pinch runner. Padres down 1-0. Cueto still on the hill. Myers strikes out. Janikowski takes off for second. Posey guns him down, and that is the end of the San Diego eighth.
Buster was not involved in the Giants offense on this night, but he had a direct hand in winning the game. That's the great thing about being a catcher. You can do absolutely nothing at the plate, but behind the plate, there are plenty of things you can do to make the difference for your team, and Buster proved that on this evening.
Yeah, throws out two guys in critical situations in this 1-0 game. The San Diego ninth, Cueto can feel it, and when Cueto knew that he could get that complete game, you knew that he was going to take care of business. Kemp a fly to right, Upton a fly to right, Norris a ground ball down to third, Duffy throws him out, and Johnny Cueto pitches a complete game, 1-0 shutout.
Two down in the ninth. Everybody standing. Cueto winds. He throws. Swinging a broken back ground ball to third. Glove behind the bag by Duffy. He throws it out. And the ball game is over. And Johnny Cueto, very ace-like, pitches a shutout for his 100th career victory. And it was a classic. A 1-0 victory for Johnny Cueto, in which he struck out 11, the second highest total in his distinguished major league career.
One run, four hits, no errors for the Giants. No runs, seven hits, no errors for the Padres. Cueto goes nine innings, seven hits, no runs, a walk, 11 strikeouts. Big James Shields, seven innings, three hits, a run, four walks, and two strikeouts, 2 hours and 28 minutes. Chris, Buster Posey talks about Johnny Cueto.
I think Cueto has some of the best, if not the best, command of a pitcher that I've ever caught. I think he reads hitter swings really well, and he's got a good idea of how they're trying to attack him, and he's able to adjust and, you know, counter their adjustment. He's quick to the plate. He's got a great move to first. Just all around, very knowledgeable, has a high baseball IQ, and he's a lot of fun to work with.
Chris, Johnny Cueto in that 2016 season, 18-5. I'm so glad we did this show to remember what Cueto did in 2016. 18-5 with a 279 earned run average, 45 walks, 198 strikeouts. His lifetime record now, as we do this show in 2019, we know he's rehabbing right now from Tommy John surgery, 125-85. But in 2016, 219 innings, 185 hits, 15 homers. And the year before in the World Series for Kansas City, he threw the two-hit shutout for the Kansas City Royals against the Mets. What a pitcher. This season goes on. The Giants end up playing the Cubs in the division series. They lose that fourth game in a heartbreaker in the ninth inning because the Cubs knew in game five Johnny Cueto was coming back. They were glad to leave San Francisco.
Nobody wanted to face Johnny Cueto at that point, Marty, and certainly not the Chicago Cubs. Cueto was awaiting a team in Chicago, I believe, right? He was well-rested, and as he proved in the previous year with the shutout in the World Series, he could perform in a big game. It would have been fascinating to see what would have happened.
Well, this was Johnny Cueto's night, April 26, 2016, his 100th Major League win. Chris, it's another great game in Giants franchise history.